On an iPhone? Get our app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
That's it? That's my introduction. Okay. It's 9:06. I'm John Potter, live and local. I'm sorry, I'm always unprepared. This is all live and local, Saturday morning, 9 to noon. Hello, Northern Nevada. Hello, Tahoe. Hello, Craig, sitting in Carson City.
Good morning, John. Hey, at least I'm still in the city. Last Saturday, we had a great day at Ridezilla, didn't we?
Oh, that, yes.
That was a beautiful day where people lined up before the store even opened, and we were busy all day, yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty incredible. It was like it was like a Taylor Swift concert, the line outside.
Yeah, when you get 50 people outside the door before the store even opens, a half hour,
exactly.
And they're standing out there in the wet because it was starting to spittle.
Well, they'll have us back again, I'm sure.
I'm sure they will. But, yeah, it's a little bit overcast down here in Carson. I'm not sure what it looks like in Reno, but it's high cloud, so it's not really anything like an afternoon thunderstorm yet. But you never know.
This change of weather has brought me great, great pain.
Your knee joints and everything happening?
Well, and back and everything. I am in total pain. This is the time I love this weather. I do, but we have to empty the greenhouse. Yesterday, we emptied. What is this wee business? I did it. Where do you want me to put this, honey?
Yeah, you had the director pointing and we're gonna turn it this direction. And
she buys the heaviest plants and vases.
No, I want it over there.
This greenhouse. Listen, she loves buying plants. I love plants. I do. I like green things, but it was. We only got it half done. What I got to stop saying we. I only got it half done yesterday. It was 3 hours moving plants and the heavy hanging plants. You know, when I saw this backyard of what has been 8 years, I guess 8 years ago, I saw this backyard for the first time and I thought, oh, this is paradise. I'm going to live. I can't wait to live in paradise. And now I'm seeing the dark side. No, I will enjoy it totally, but it was we got this cart, we got these things to pull and the
wagons,
dollies to move these things and get on the ladder and put up the hanging plant on trees and everything. It's like I'm in charge of the New York City Botanical Gardens, I feel sometimes. And you know, after 8 years, I'm really not maintaining that yard very well. I had one awkward moment when I asked our neighbor, you know, because she has gnomes, you know, my wife does, and I asked the neighbor how much for that angry lawn gnome you have, and she said that's my toddler, and so it hasn't been going that well, folks. One minute you're young and cool, maybe even a little dangerous, and the next minute you're reading Amazon reviews for birdseed with bifocals. I don't know when this happened. I'm at the age where I can't tell if I sustained an injury or if that's just how I am now. One minute you're young and popular and fun, and the next minute you're sitting at home predicting the weather with your bad knee. By the way, it's going to rain tomorrow. Anyway, we're going to have a good show. It's packed, a lot of guests this time. I don't know if there's a method to this. I don't know if there's a plot, but I only have a half hour solo on this 3 hour show. The rest has been lined up with guests, and that's fine. These are paying guests. This is how I stayed employed. But the thing about it, even though they pay to be on, we have a church coming on today. We have the raw pet food people coming on today. We have Derek Lee, of course, Brain Health. and a few others. They pay to be on. I have learned so much from these people. I really have, honestly. And Derek, who's coming on in a few minutes, has done great things for my health. I just got finished talking about how I'm decrepit and old. No, I still feel in my head like I'm 30. So it's going to be a good show. It's going to be a lot less me meandering talk, boring. It's going to be less boring talk about my life in Reno and my love for Nevada history. See, I knew it. There's in the back rooms here. They've done it. They put a kibosh on it. So, but I'm looking forward to the show. It's going to be a really good show. Got texts and emails that I don't have time to read all these texts during the show. So, I go back after the show and I read the texts. Hello, John. Do you know if the granny extensions will be allowed in the city of Sparks as well? This is the ADUs that the city of Reno is trying to push through, for better or worse, that you can build a little tiny house, I guess, in your backyard. You know, it's limited in size and everything, but they're going to allow it in neighborhoods where it was not allowed before, specifically my neighborhood. Listen, I could have a great doghouse for myself in the backyard. So there are pluses and minuses. Anyway, hello, John. Do you know? Okay. No, it's not for the city of Sparks, city of Reno, unless Ed Lawson starts picking up that idea, too. So thank you, Cheryl, for sending that in. In the news, Gardnerville residents are taking to social media to warn folks that a bear is dining at Shea Trash Can along Hussman Avenue. According to what neighbors say, apparently the bears are actually well aware of the trash schedule. They're that smart. They know the day the garbage trucks come. They know the day people put the trash cans out on the curb the night before. I remember in the old days when Raley's had the $4.99 rotisserie chickens every Monday. Who else remembers that? Every Monday was chicken day at Raley's. A whole rotisserie chicken, $4.99. It wasn't that long ago. It was like the year 2000 to maybe 2010. Anyway, every Monday night for dinner, we'd get the Raley's rotisserie chicken, and it took only a few weeks for the family dog to realize what day Monday was and what day to get excited. She sensed in her head, hey, this is the seventh day, and I get some chicken. You know, she'd be wagging her tail starting in the morning all day because she knew it was the seventh day. And because of that, I'm pretty sure the bears know. Hey, it's the seventh day on this street, and that's when these tasty garbage cans come out to the curb. Bless those humans. They're thinking of us. It's got to be for us, right? They put it out on the street for us in these handy containers. So I just thought that was interesting. Craig is going to be doing the graveyard tours again.
Yes.
And it's not even close to Halloween.
No.
I thought it was a Halloween thing.
We do them in 2 weekends a month in May and 2 weekends a month in October. And it's the Silver Terrace Cemetery. Voices from the Past is our the theme. And we've been doing them now for 25 years.
Do you do them at night?
No, they're daytime only because okay. It is a walking tour. And it's a little hilly in that, so we don't want anybody getting injured. Yeah.
I was picturing people in capes and holding lanterns and doing that.
Our actors are at the grave sites of their character, and they are in period costume for that individual.
They actually play the people who are in the grave?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
We have two people. We have Thomas and Elizabeth that are tour guides through the cemetery, and then you meet, I think we're down up to 11 people besides Thomas and Elizabeth this year of grave sites that they'll visit?
And they ham it up good.
Oh, there's some good ones. Yeah, there's some people try and break other people out of their character, you know. So,
okay, we'll have them on the show.
Yeah, we'll definitely
have these performers on the show.
Definitely will. If you're interested in tickets, tickets are available at funtimetheater.com.
Oh, already?
Yeah. Well, yeah, we put the tickets up starting about January for our show in May, just because we want to give people a chance to schedule their vacations or whatever around us.
Superman. So, comes, yes. Funtimetheater.com.
Correct.
Okay. Get your tickets to the graveyard tours. Which graveyard?
It's the Silver Terrace Cemetery.
Virginia City?
Virginia City, 381 Cemetery Road. 381 Cemetery Road.
Yeah. See, to go to a graveyard on your own, it's no fun.
I'd rather go on my own than be carried there.
Well, you got a point there. You're right. All right, it's 9:17. Coming up, a little wrap-up of what happened during the week locally, because we're all local here, and we have local guests coming up. What's in the news? Well, bad tidings for Nevada economy, I guess you could, a big slowdown. Well, it's big for Vegas, okay, this tourist slowdown. What else? Oh, Catherine Cortez Masto. She did two things this week, which drives me crazy. I knew her when she was super cool, when she was the state attorney general. She had common sense and everything, and we exchanged pleasantries all the time, and I interviewed her a couple of times, and now, as senator, I don't know. I guess she gets these orders from Pelosi and Newsom and brings some very un-Nevada-like agendas here. Oh, by the way, that's another guest segment we have, the Douglas County Republican Committee. The Republicans are coming! And that's going to be here this morning, too. It's all local, and it's live! Even after I emptied half of the greenhouse, I feel alive! I'm John Potter. This is Live and Local, phone number 884-9910. Back with this little local news update next. You're listening to 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 918.
Fox at the top, Fox at the bottom, live and local right now.
All the information for the entire Northern Nevada area on one radio station. Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
Welcome back. Welcome back, my friends. We just hit 60 degrees in Reno. Good chance of rain later on today and also for tomorrow. Traffic-wise, happy to report no crashes. Victorian is closed at the town center there. At Victorian Square for a section. The Cinco de Mayo is going on there, and this also includes that little road to the movie theater and back, that, I guess, Victorian Circle and Victorian Avenue there closed. Should be fun out there. Hope you have a wonderful weekend. Serious news this morning. Las Vegas visitation fell nearly 8% in March. Southern Nevada drew almost 3.4 million visitors during the month. Sounds like a lot, but it's down from 3.7 million the March before in 2024. For the first 3 months of this year, Las Vegas visitation is down 7% compared to 2024, with declines in all 3 months. The first time that has taken place since the pandemic, and this will affect us because at the Nevada legislature, lawmakers in Carson City are, quote, very concerned. They fear that Thursday's dismal revenue forecast reporting a $191 million hole in revenue is going to force budget cuts to our state services. This is for the $191 million deficit is for the next two fiscal years, and that's based on projections that unemployment is going to rise with that drop in tourism and a slower growth for wages, and that could mean some expensive proposed bills could be scuttled. The governor is not too freaked out about this. He says the deficit, this happens almost every 2 years. He says this is manageable, though, and will be mitigated in the budget process, the give and take, with help from the rainy day fund, which he says is robust. If that doesn't work out, the legislature may have to come back for a late summer session if they don't correct the deficit by June. There is an unprecedented level of uncertainty about that lower future tax revenue from slowing consumer spending, and not just in Nevada, but we're a bigger, you know, we could suffer the most because we have so much tourism. Analysts attribute much of this March's fall off to declines in international travel in Vegas. My take, and probably maybe yours, Vegas and other casinos have done it to themselves. Okay? I am hearing like I've never heard before about the ridiculous prices. And now Vegas is super expensive. Vegas used to be like there'd be bargains galore in Vegas in the 60s and 70s and even 80s when I lived there. That's how they drew people. That's how they do with the free drinks and everything, which you can't find anymore. I have a horseshoe Las Vegas story. I also have a Harvey's Lake Tahoe story. But anyway, the horseshoe Las Vegas story, where we stayed after spending something like $200 a night with a $50 or was it $55 a night resort fee, we had to pay to park there $23 a night. Okay, so folks, we're paying guests at this hotel, and this hotel is charging us to park there where our room is. They're not the only ones doing this. You want me to park? But I have a room here. You want me to pay to park? It was a surprise, and I addressed this at the front desk, and I argued my case. They don't budge. They don't budge. And you pay because where else are you going to put your car? Where else are you going to go? I had a stay at Harvey's Lake Tahoe where it was a slow week. And there was no valet parking. The steakhouse was closed. The bar and the restaurant of the pool was closed. The hot tubs were closed. The food service to the pool was closed. And they were still charging me the resort fee. And I said, for what? What? They don't budge. They don't. I believe, all right, it's this nickel and diming and how much can we get from these people attitude. That is causing the slowdown. This week, U.S. Senator Catherine Cortez Masto voted to block the Trump administration tariffs from taking effect. The resolution to block was put up for a vote in the Senate Wednesday. It was defeated. If passed, it would have overridden the Trump administration's justification for tariffs on China. She put out a press release about her vote. And like all of her press releases on tariffs, she is protecting China. She is really speaking for China. She is protecting Chinese products and the workers over American jobs and our national security, because China makes so many things we need to defend our country. We need to make those things here on home ground, because if push gets to shove, we won't get those things to protect our country from China. They control something like 85% of our pharmaceutical market. They can hold us hostage with these. Senator Masto, we need more of these things made here. We want you to fight for American businesses and workers instead of defending China's point of view on these things. And yes, Jackie Rosen voted to block the tariffs on China too, but Jackie Rosen has just a 2-year term. U.S. senators have a 6-year term. You can do a lot of damage as a senator with a 6-year term. And she is going to run for another term in 2028, I'll bet you. And we don't need, what would that be now if she runs again? 9? 9 more years of Pelosi and Newsom agendas in Nevada. And here's more Catherine Cortez Masto news. I got to make this quick here. This is from the Nevada Independent this week. As Democrats take uneven steps toward rebuilding, with differing opinions across the party about how to challenge Trump and some voters calling for candidates willing to fight. I'm doing this in the Nevada Independent voice, if you don't mind. Senator Cortez Masto wants moderate senators to lead the charge. Cortez Masto announced this week that she will be helming Mod Squad, a political action committee that supports moderate Democrats in the Senate as its honorary chair. Catherine Cortez Masto positioning herself as a moderate? She sent press release after press release saying she's working hard with fellow Democrats to fight human trafficking and stopping the flow of fentanyl into our country. Yet the whole time, she's fully aware of the wide open border, which is the big, huge source of fentanyl and human trafficking, and didn't say one thing about it. Just boasting about how she was, quote, working hard. And our local media just keeps airing her statements and reprinting these. And she's fighting human trafficking, but didn't once criticize the Biden administration's open border policy to stop those problems. Just because she was told by, come on, Pelosi and company to just follow the party line. Did she put out a press release when the Democrats destroyed democracy after they threw out all the primary election votes and just wanted to hand over the White House to Kamala Harris? And it seems to me, looking over her Pelosi-style bills, too many are just cutting back on our freedoms. Okay, so anyway. Rant over. I'm sorry to get carried away. See, this is why they only give me a half hour of solo time show today. Our first guest, but I like it. I like this show. I do. Golly gosh. We're going to break for news, and Derek Lee, we're going to be talking health. He has a new product out. It focuses on the liver. Are you worried about your liver? All right. Okay. We're going to talk about health on that and have a bit of fun. I'm John Potter, live and local. We're going to break for Fox News. You're listening to 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 931.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news.
Government is bad and government is evil.
99.1
and 92.3
FM Talk, KKFT.
News, talk, truth.
Very, very, very live and local. It's very, very live because I took my dragon's blood today.
Good
dragon's
job,
blood.
Good job, John.
Dragon's blood. I took dragon's blood today. My Shilajit and my Intercell. Those are my three. Oh, and Restore. I took the Restore too. Those are my four favorite products from BrainHealthFormulas.com, and here is Derek Lee. Hey, Derek, how are you?
Doing great, John. How are you?
All right. Well, tell me about your, by the way, you have a new project. It's called Miracle Liver. I want to start with that.
Great.
Because,
let's do it.
Yes. Okay, let's do it. I'm a little worried about my liver. I don't have the best readings with the blood tests. Okay, so tell me about it. What I've been taking is, well, first I heard beet juice is really good for the liver, and I've been taking the milk thistle because somebody told me the doctor was very surprised at how their liver looked after they started taking milk thistle. That's the only reason I'm taking it. I don't know if you have done any studies into that or
there's a lot of science that supports milk thistle's beneficial for the liver.
Okay. Tell me about your product, Miracle Liver, my friend.
So what we did is my partner asked me if I ever thought about adding GABA to the Fat Buster formula. And my response was, no, I haven't thought about that. But so once I started looking into it.
Mm-hmm.
And so what's interesting about Fucoxanthin and Astaxanthin, they're the primary ingredients in the Fat Buster. But the way their molecular structure is, it's like a centipede. So it's super long and narrow. So it can actually get into a lot of cellular structures a lot of other things cannot. So I had looked at it from the place of, well, GABA, so Fucoxanthin and Astaxanthin can actually be a transporter for GABA.
I guess we got to start from the basics again. For the folks who are not familiar with these specific ingredients, anyway, they work. What the heck? Go on.
So astaxanthin is an extract from seaweed.
Right.
Astaxanthin is also an extract from seaweed.
And we're not talking drugs here.
Nope. No. Astaxanthin is all enzyme based, so it actually can break down fats. It improves how the liver functions. It improves our ability to be able to fight fungus, because all fungus is chains of fatty acids.
Right.
And so all we have to do to kill a fungus is just break the chain anywhere, and then that dissipates the entire energy concept of a fungus. So it's not really challenging to do. Medicine and pharmaceuticals typically have a problem because when they have people have a serious fungal infection, it takes years to actually kill it off from a pharmaceutical place, and most people end up with more kidney and liver damage than they actually do attacking a fungus. Okay. Pretty interesting, right?
Well, a natural ingredient can nourish an organ like the liver. Absolutely. It makes total sense.
And so here's what's interesting is GABA actually generates the fluid dynamics within all the cellular membrane, including the liver and kidneys. And so when we add GABA to the Fat Buster formula, then we can actually eradicate the problems that is compromising the liver and kidneys, and be able to replace the healing or the repair mechanism, which is the fluid dynamics, and that's what GABA does. So GABA has the highest concentration other than the brain is in the liver. Traditional Chinese medicine views the liver as the second brain. And so that's thousands of years of history. That's how Chinese medicine has always worked, is by repairing the liver repairs the human. And so here's where things get really fascinating about the liver. If people are concerned about antibiotic-resistant issues like bacterial infections, things like that, did you know, John, that the liver actually controls whether or not we can utilize an antibiotic? So the fact that if we
don't... Very, very important organ.
It is. And so I'm just going to run down a few things that surprised me when I started researching what does liver actually do. The liver regulates glucose in the blood, not the pancreas. So anyone who has diabetes, the liver is actually the cause, not the pancreas. The pancreas generates insulin to break down carbohydrates, but the liver actually regulates the glucose in the blood.
Its basic most important function in the body is to cleanse the blood, right?
That's it.
Okay.
So it also, the liver regulates cholesterol, the liver regulates HDL, LDL, triglycerides. The liver regulates glucagon. Now here's where it gets interesting. The liver produces GLP-1, glucagon-like protein or peptide. They're the same thing, just phrased different ways. But that's Ozempic. Mm-hmm. And so the liver produces this mechanism in order to, so it regulates metabolism. So the liver does all these things. And so this is where I'm like, this is crazy. So another thing that I just found out a few weeks ago, hepatitis. Hepatitis is based on a virus that can't be cured, right, for the most part?
Yes.
John Hopkins Medicine says hepatitis technically is inflammation of the liver. That's it. So if we look at why would the liver get inflamed, because the liver organ is...
Inflammation is the great enemy.
It is.
Yeah.
So here's where I got to with this. If we think of liver as the organ that can repair itself more efficiently than anything else, what if we associate trauma, brain trauma, whether that's mental, physical, or emotional, as actually the catalyst to generate liver inflammation? That would explain inflammation of all parts of the liver. So if part of the liver becomes inflamed, the liver's then going to throw off abnormal enzyme production, which science and medicine is going to recognize, oh, something's wrong with the liver. But it doesn't know what or how, it just knows something's wrong. So if it's just inflammation, that doesn't define a virus, because it can't actually detect a virus in a blood test.
Okay.
So if you can reduce the inflammation by repairing the part that's damaged, and you know that there's inflammation on the liver, John, that means that the GABA receptors aren't working properly, because the GABA generates the fluid dynamics within the cellular membrane. So the inflammation on the outside liver is trying to get back in where it's supposed to be, so it maintains normal regulation of the fluid dynamics within the liver itself. Boom! Isn't that fascinating?
I've never seen you so passionate about one of your products.
It's crazy, right?
And that's why you named it Miracle Liver. What's in it besides the GABA and the fucoxanthin?
Fucoxanthin, astaxanthin, blue corn flour. It's a very similar structure as the Fat Buster, but I bumped up the amino acids so we can actually drive these nutrients to make the repairs. And so it's so I don't know if people listening can actually tell how I'm speaking very differently than I have even a couple months ago. And this is because of this formula. It has changed the way my brain functions only within 2 weeks.
Well, the brain certainly depends on the liver.
It does. It's fascinating.
Now, all right, here's more good news. Buy three, get the four. Oh, you're doing it again. Buy three and get the fourth for free. And this can be on anything at brainhealthformulas.com, even the bundles, which don't the bundles already have their own discount?
It's not buy three and get four free with the bundles.
Oh, it's not.
All the individual components.
All right. Well, you can get the Miracle Liver. Buy three, get the fourth for free at brainhealthformulas.com. Or get Derek's original formula, Restore. That's also buy two, get the fourth for free. Or Potter recommended, Shilajit, Intercell, and Dragon's Blood. What the heck am I drinking coffee if I have Dragon's Blood?
Because we enjoy the taste.
That's really?
Yeah.
Okay. There's an article. Now, we see this all the time. The articles that are constantly updating the best foods for your brain health. Well, New York Post today has the five foods that can damage your brain and increase your dementia risk. So all the articles up to now have been the five foods that help your brain. This new discovery comes out with the five foods that can damage your brain, increase your dementia risk. So that's the one and only article that we have today. That's the one brain health headline of the week. And so I'm going to go through this briefly after the break. In the meantime, go to the website during the commercials here, folks. Go to brainhealthformulas.com and get your buy three, get the fourth for free. And we discussed this before. Derek, why can't you tell all the other companies to do what you do and have your website smart enough to where you don't have to mess with these silly codes and everything to get your discount? Drives me nuts. You make up your order. Like sometimes this happens with Chewy.com. I make up my order, put a lot of work into the order and everything because it's a buy, you know, two, get one free. And at the end, when you get to the final checkout, the code doesn't work or for one reason or another, you know, oh my gosh, I didn't realize it had an expiration. What? All this BS.
Right.
So you got it down. BrainHealthFormulas.com automatically takes down or takes off the fourth product. And it's free, right?
Yep. Just order three, and in the notes section, add the fourth product you want for free, and we apply it in shipping.
Bravo. Okay, we're going to get to the five foods that can damage your brain up next. I'm John Potter. You're listening to 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 947.
The easiest way to remember us is just 99.1
and 92.3
FM Talk.
Welcome back. Welcome back, my friends. Okay, briefly, the five foods that can damage your brain and increase your dementia risk. Here we go. See if you agree with these, Derek. Number one, the worst thing for your brain. Ultra-processed foods, prepackaged with high levels of sugar, salt, additives, preservatives, artificial ingredients, and unhealthy fats. They create inflammation throughout the body, including the brain.
Yes.
All right. Number two, foods cooked with high heat. Grilling, frying, or broiling, that creates compounds called advanced glycation end products that trigger oxidation, stress, and inflammation in the brain. They've been linked to the development of amyloid plaques, the same protein deposits found in Alzheimer's disease.
It can.
Okay, when we say high heat foods, that's barbecue, break my heart, that they're talking about. Grilling, frying, or broiling. Could be. Okay. Number three, high mercury fish can damage the brain. Mercury can cross the blood-brain barrier, disrupting cellular function, leading to cognitive impairment over time.
Heavy metal toxicity. Yeah, it's crucial.
Number four, alcohol. Not a food, but it causes the brain to shrink.
Yep. Dehydrates the brain membrane.
And finally, number five, artificial sweeteners. They alter gut bacteria in ways that promote inflammation.
There's a lot of science that supports that.
I still think it's mainly genetics. Either you got lucky or you didn't. I know a lot of people in their 90s who partake of these things all their life. So it's in the genes, right?
It's susceptible to individuals' ability to be able to break down the artificial sweeteners. That's why the science is cherry-picked. Because there's a lot of data that says they're bad. There's a lot of data that says it's not as bad as people have made it out to be.
Right, exactly. If you look at the numbers, they blow them up.
Yeah.
When you look at the numbers, you would have to eat high mercury fish in like these huge quantities for it to cause you harm.
10 pounds of fish a week for 6 years, and you will end up with mercury toxicity in your brain. That's just a random number I came up with on the fly. We don't know what the statistics are of what constitutes high mercury levels, because in articles like that, they don't give any variables. They just provide the end result.
Well, if you look into the data, you realize
it's cherry picked data.
You would have to eat so much mercury. Yeah. I don't mean that. I mean fish.
Yeah.
So much fish for it to really be a factor. So some of this you have to, you know, take with a grain of salt, which is also bad for you.
Right.
The YouTube videos we're recording right now.
Yes. It's going very well. People love the sleep formula ones.
Really?
Yeah. That has more views than anything else.
So besides YouTube videos, you do Facebook videos. Are they different?
Yeah, because what I've been doing is when I find doctors who are talking about things that I believe in, I will copy and paste them under my Facebook page. I have three of them, but only so me, Derek Lee, that's one. Also, Brain Health Formulas Biotechnologies. So I copy and paste where doctors have provided valuable information that I believe in, and so I post those to Brain Health Formulas Biotechnologies Facebook page. And fascinating thing is, there's an oncologist who's been in practice for 30 years, cancer, and he said not once has any patient of mine actually died from cancer. They actually die from the treatment of cancer rather than actually the cancer causing death.
So these doctors that you vet, when they come out with these things, you put them on your Facebook page.
When I come across it, sometimes I sit there and scroll looking for decent videos
videos where you say to yourself, hell yeah,
I believe that that's possible. I don't know the doctors personally. It's just I come across the clips on Facebook. I'm like, that makes perfect sense.
But they're real doctors.
They're real doctors. Yeah, that's why I put them on Facebook. That's why I repost and copy and paste it on Facebook.
Okay.
Because there's validity to their what they're talking about.
What is the Facebook address?
Brain Health Formulas Biotechnologies.
Can I just put in Brain Health Formulas?
You could. I don't think you'll get there, but
Brain really?
Health. Yeah.
Honestly?
Brain Health Formulas Biotech. Get specific. If you don't have a dot.
Well, it's like we talked before. There is a Brain Health Formula
company
out there. You are Brain Health Formulas.
Right. It gets crazy.
It does. All right. And you are legit, my friend. You really are. You accidentally, now you're a natural man, natural everything. You took a pharmaceutical.
I did.
And so, what did it do to you? This happened just this week, right?
It's Monday, yeah. So I was cleaning out my truck, and I ran across a prescription that was prescribed in 2018, I think. But I know a lot of customers, a lot of my friends take anti-anxiety meds. And so what I wanted to do is, in this one in particular, I wanted to understand what people experience, because I only have assumptions what people experience. I know when you're dealing with anti-anxiety, the anti-anxiety medication is attaching to GABA receptors in the brain to calm down the stressful reaction. Mm-hmm. That's what I know. And so this one in particular, I wanted to understand what people, not only where people are coming from, what people go through and the reaction I have, to understand it more from an experiential place. And so I took this, and by 30 minutes later, I was laying down. It's like fireworks are going off in my eyes, like just like flashes of light. I'm like, oh no, this is going to be a rough one in the morning. So when I woke up, yes, it reduced anxiety. And this is why I'm saying this. It took me 45 minutes to generate enough moisture in my eyes before I could actually see straight when I woke up. So that's how much moisture this half dose anti-anxiety med did to my brain was it chewed up that much moisture to where it took me 45 minutes before I could actually see straight. And what the interesting thing was is it also took me 4 days to get over the depression of taking the anti-anxiety med. So Friday, yesterday, was the first day where I actually felt mostly normal. And Tuesday, I was completely lethargic. I couldn't move. I had no energy to do anything. And I even knew what the problem was. And it still took me 4 days to rehabilitate the way my brain was functioning to get back to a somewhat normal place.
You're one pharmaceutical in months.
Yeah.
And, well, listen, not a surprise. You look at the ads and all the side effects, my friend.
It was crazy.
Come on. Side effect you experience is probably in that fine print.
Oh, I'm sure.
On those commercials they run. Okay, we're on the final minute. BrainHealthFormulas.com. Buy three and get the fourth for free. And Derek's new product, Miracle Liver, is the thing to check out. I'm so glad you did something for the liver, my friend.
Thank you, John.
All right. To see the YouTube video, go where?
BrainHealthFormulas.com. It's all on the website.
On the YouTube. All right. Derek Lee, BrainHealthFormulas.com. Thank you so much, buddy.
Thanks, John.
I always learn something with you. It's always good stuff. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 9:58.